And I don't put up like a little bit of a fight just to keep it spicy.
You fight with me. I just argue. So I know you always argue with your partner.
I am an arguer. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Friends or Benefits podcast. Good to have you guys here with us again. It's your host. It's your boy, Omar, sitting here with...
the PMS girl, Roro.
Sitting here with my girl, Roro, you know what I mean? Yeah, you were definitely PMSing hard today, man.
PMSing hard.
Your energy has been low. Has been low. I haven't seen you like this low in a long time. Not even gonna lie.
I don't know what's going on with me.
Yeah.
It's a PMS emotional day. But it's episode 10, G.
It is.
It's literally episode 10. Yeah.
Yo. We're doing it.
It doesn't feel like episode 10.
No, not really. But in a way, yeah, it does feel like episode 10. No, but like, we're just getting started. This is
just nothing. The beginning.
This is nothing, man. I'm aiming for like...
200.
I'm aiming for like 150. I don't know why, but that's a number that I have in my mind.
I have 200 in mind.
200.
200.
Fam. 200 episodes, that's a lot.
That's gonna be sick though.
That's gonna be sick. That's like 200 weeks. I mean, we've already done like 10, so it's gonna be like 190 weeks.
Yeah.
And what is that? That is like 2 years and some months.
Some.
We're gonna be like in a different place, in a different headspace by the time we hit the 200 episode. Well, I'm not excited to like reach the 200 episode. I'm excited to see what headspace like we're gonna be in by the time we're there.
Yo, we need some growing, obviously. Like from the last episode, I mean, it's not been published yet, but at the time when this publishes, that video is going to be published too.
Yeah.
I'm listening to everything we say and yeah, we're still young.
We're really very young. What are you talking about? We're babies.
We're literally babies.
We're babies. I'm 23. You're 23 as well. Or you're 22. I never know your age because you always change it up.
The fuck? I'm going to be 23 November.
Yeah, so like now, yeah, exactly. Actually. We're kids, man.
Oh yeah, my birthday is like this week, so.
I didn't know that. Does that make me a bad friend?
You're a horrible friend, actually. But anyway,
to make myself feel better, I don't even know my mom's birthday, so it is what it is. You know?
You should know your mom's birthday.
Should I?
You should.
I know. Look, the only person's birthday that I know in my family, I swear to God, is my brother. I have four siblings. Yeah.
Yeah.
My brother and my sister. And I only know my brother's birthday because it's like, it's very peculiar. It's like in December. And I'm not even sure what the exact day is. If it's like December 25th or 29th, but it's somewhere between there.
I know your birthday.
Yeah.
I know your birthday?
You have to.
It's March.
Yeah, March. Exactly. And my sister as well, I know her birthday because it's in March. And it's like 3 days away from my birthday. Everybody else in my family, my mom, my dad, my brother, my other sister, I know none of them. I'm just not good at remembering birthdays. It doesn't mean that I don't love you. It just means that I just don't give a shit about your birthday.
Give a fuck about my birthday. To be honest, I don't give a fuck about my birthday too.
So I don't even celebrate birthdays. Like, I don't celebrate my birthday. I don't see it as a big deal. It is what it is. I don't celebrate myself. Like, if somebody wants to celebrate me, go ahead, do it. But I don't necessarily find the urge to, like, celebrate my own birthday.
Yeah, I don't think I have a lot to celebrate yet.
Yeah, me neither.
That's how I feel.
Same.
Yeah.
It's like, what am I celebrating really?
Not celebrating anything right now. Yeah. And it even reminds me of like, oh, this is going to be depressing. But right. I would be like reminded of like, oh, fuck, this is when I showed up in this stupid ass world.
Yo, you sound like you're done with it, you know?
No, but it's the way that I see Earth right now is not... it's not a fun scene.
It's not very positive.
Yeah.
No, it makes sense because in the last episode... remember what you said?
What did I say? The last episode?
I die every time I listen to that episode. When we're talking
the
about
Halloween episode.
The zombie apocalypse or a spider apocalypse. Mm, and you were like, eight. Life is not even that great. I swear to God, every time I watch that reel, I literally burst out with laughter. Because you just sound like you're done with it. You're done with it.
But it's literally facts, though.
No, I hear you. I hear you, fam. Life is already, it's not that convenient.
It's so inconvenient.
Oh. You know?
Yeah.
But like, yeah. Let's get into the episode for today.
Let's do that, Jay.
So today we're talking about relationships, yeah?
Mm.
The ups and downs.
Ups and downs.
What goes up needs to come down. And you know, that's just the way of life. Nothing is ever going to be just 100% positive. Even water, if you drink too much of water, you're going to overdose. Okay? Same thing goes for relationships as well. Mm-hmm. A relationship has a lot of positive sides, but it also has negative sides, which is what I thought we should talk about today.
Relationship pros and cons.
Let's get into it. What do you see? Like, what relationship cons bother you?
Okay. Today is one of those days when I'm like sentimental.
Yeah.
And emotional and shit.
Yep.
You're not gonna see this much often, okay? Because I want to be a boss bitch. Won't give a fuck. But today's one of those days when I look at relationship in a different light, you know?
Give us all the negative energy. Yeah, just talk about the negative parts of being in a relationship.
Oh, we're talking about the negative. I thought we were talking about the positive.
No, we're talking about the cons.
The cons,
yeah, yeah,
okay.
Not the pros, the cons.
The cons are not very clear to me today.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I feel like I just need to kickstart it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to get into it once you get into it.
Get your mindset where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the relationship cons that I experienced personally in my previous relationship was that going out with friends who are single is just not as fun. it's not fun.
Yeah, you just want to go home.
I remember the first weeks when I just got into a relationship, I went out with a couple of friends and we're at, you know, the place that we usually go to.
Yeah.
And I was there with another girl that was taking. She was also in a relationship and two friends who were single. I was like literally throughout the whole thing, yeah, I was like, what do I do? Like, usually, you know me, when I'm somewhere, I'm taking walks around. I'm scouting. I'm seeing who's there, you know, trying to make a move. basically, there's a lot happening, like, when I'm single.
Yeah.
I'm not just there with the people that I'm there with. I'm also, like,
conversating with other people.
You know, having fun, basically.
Yeah.
But when I was in a relationship, I couldn't do none of that. I was basically stuck at the table with the people that I was with the whole night.
Yeah.
And I was like, this cannot be it. That was, like, the first week or the first couple of weeks in the relationship.
Mm.
But over time, I was like, yeah, this is it. Like, once you're together with somebody, you are together with somebody.
I, like, when I was ever, like, together with somebody, I never actually went out clubbing.
Really?
I never did it.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm going out clubbing, it will be, like, with them.
Yeah. And then it's the same thing as well. You guys are with each other all the time.
Yeah, because I don't find it fun anymore. But I do like clubbing. Like, I like to dance and everything.
Yeah.
But then it loses all purpose for me, like, if I'm together with somebody.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
And you kind of lose, like, contact with your friends.
Yeah.
Does that happen?
Yeah, that does happen to you.
I'm like, I was just going to ask, like, does that happen to you? But it actually does.
Yeah, that happens. Like, when I was in a relationship.
Yeah.
The past one, fam, I think I probably met with you, I kind of met with a bit often. Right? I mean, at least in the beginning, we did, like, hang out a couple of times.
Yeah.
But after that, I just went ghost on everybody. And that's just, like, a habit of mine whenever I'm in a relationship. Because I remember the relationship I was in before.
Mm.
At that point, I didn't just ghost my friends. I ghosted everybody. Friends, even family, I ghosted. Because I would literally be with her, like, basically all day, every day.
Yeah.
It got to a point where, like, I was not even training football. I was not even playing football. I was not playing because we had times like after school, yeah? Or like we had a specific time like 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Where everybody would meet at a specific place. So I knew every time I go there, the guys are going to be there and we're going to play.
Uh-huh.
But when I got into a relationship, I swear to you, I would probably play football with the boys like maybe once or twice a month. And you know me, I love football.
Yeah, that's crazy to
me. You know how much I love football.
Yeah.
But like that relationship literally got me. Nah.
Not playing football.
I'm like, I gave up a lot when I was in that relationship. Which is why, like, when it ended, I was, like, super heartbroken because, like, I didn't have anything and I didn't have anyone as well. I basically ghosted everybody.
That's how
and
it
I was
feels.
Not even, you know, participating in the hobbies that I usually enjoy. Yeah, that was definitely not it.
I feel like we kind of lose ourselves in the relationship and they become, like, the only friend.
Yeah,
that we
exactly.
think that we need.
Exactly.
And I feel like we lack a lot of self-discipline with that. Because me too, like, I like making content and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like, if I'm, actually deeply interested in somebody, like, all that goes, like, second place.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I will put, like, meeting them first place.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing about being in a relationship, you know? It's something that I know for a fact I need to work on.
Same.
Like, in my last one, it wasn't that bad because I was still working, obviously, because I got to pay the bill somehow. Mm-hmm. I was still working and I was still playing football. I was still training. I was basically doing everything that I would do when I was single.
Yeah.
But the amount that I was doing it in, or the intensity that I was doing it in,
was less.
It was less. I was just doing basically what you need to do, like the threshold.
Mm.
Let's say we had football training twice a week. I would only go and play with the team twice a week. I wasn't doing like the extra in the gym to put myself in the best position, which is like the reason why right now I know for a fact that I couldn't be in a relationship, because like when I am in a relationship, I want to be able to give the person like all the time in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to be able to do that. Even if the person is not asking me for it, I want to be able to do it.
Yeah.
But like when I'm single, I want to be able to, like when I'm single and I'm doing the stuff that I want to do,
mm-hmm.
I like the fact that I'm not worrying about like not spending time with somebody. You know what I mean? Because that's what happens when you're in a relationship. I could easily be in a relationship right now and still be working out and still be playing football and still be doing everything that I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always going to be in the back of my mind, like, this person wants to spend time with me. And obviously, I want to spend time with them.
Yeah.
I just don't want to have that, because it's like a burden in the back of your head. And I just don't want to have that burden. You know what
I mean? You just want to get it over with so, like, you can run back to that person again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that, I would definitely say, like, is a con.
It's definitely a con. We have some people's cons here too that have some kind of opinions.
Go ahead.
Is it better to be single or in a relationship? Pros and cons. That's the question.
Yeah.
This is from Reddit. One person said, good relationship above being single,
mm-hmm.
and then under bad relationship. Like, good relationship comes here, mm-hmm. being single next to it, and being in a bad relationship will be under that. Okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
That sounds.
Makes sense.
That's a good way to put it, I guess.
Yeah.
You have had a good relationship.
I have had a good relationship.
Yeah. I haven't had those, so I don't know.
I mean, I've only had one good relationship. If you ask me, I would say I've only had one where I'm like, this is the ideal relationship that I would want to be in.
Yeah. I mean, that's one enough, is it not?
Yeah, it is, I guess.
For now, at least.
Yeah.
The number of people you have to take into consideration when you're making plans. I hate that. Like, you have to talk to your partner before making any plans with any of your friends or like anything else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that is definitely a big one. Like, you always have to like
consider the other person.
Consider the other person, and you always have to basically report back to a person.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what it is. It's like you have a principle and you always got to tell them. Let's say somebody said something weird at work. Right?
Yeah.
Or somebody's hitting on you, or somebody slides into your DM. Like, you basically need to talk to the other person about it. Like, stuff that, like, when you're single, you wouldn't even think it's a big deal, you know? And even if you're planning, like, everything that you're planning, in a way, the other person needs to be involved in the plans, or you need to basically let them know so they can tell you, like, how they feel about it.
Yeah, your plans is autonomy. Now... you guys' plans.
Exactly.
Like, it's not like you individually making any decisions by yourself.
And I thought about that a lot, like, in the last relationship that I was in.
Yeah.
I was thinking of, like, traveling the world, you know, doing all of that.
See,
that
is that's still something, exactly, yeah.
I was not going to do it exactly then and there.
Yeah.
Right? But I was thinking, let's say we stayed in that relationship for, like, a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then I got to a point where it's like, I could travel. I could do all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to ask that person for permission, because that's basically what you do. And I don't want to have them come with me when I'm doing my own stuff, because like when I'm traveling, I want to be able to do that by myself.
What's your own stuff?
What do you mean?
You said you want to be able to do your own stuff when you're traveling.
Like, there's some personal trips that I want to do. I want to do it personally. I just want to be able to go with the guy somewhere. Travel with,
okay,
like, I've never done that before, and at some point I know I'm gonna do it.
You want to do that? You wanna
I want
that
to do that, and I also want to travel alone as well. Like, I want to experience like so many different things. Yeah. And
yeah,
I know you people might be thinking, ah, he wants a job, like he wants some alone time, you know, to meet some other people. But like, that's not even it. Like, I just want to travel. I want to experience some stuff, and I want to experience them without my partner being there. And I don't want to have to plan around that. And I know even if I stayed in that relationship, I still could have done that. Yeah. Right. But
vacations always would have been, can be fun too.
Yeah, that's a different thing. Vacation is a different thing.
Yeah.
We can do vacation too, okay? But I also want to do me-cation. You know what I mean? I also want to do me-cation.
Yes, yes.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I could do that. I could still have me-cation.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm going to have to talk to my partner about it, which is already something I don't want to do. But for the respect of the relationship, I'm going to talk to my partner about it.
Yeah.
But even if I do that vacation and I go away, it's always going to be like...
Yes.
It's always going to be like I'm going to have to call, or they're going to want to check up on me. Yes. Or they're going to be worried.
Yeah,
and
you guys have to talk every night.
We have to talk exactly.
Every night.
Every night. And yeah. I'm also going to have to be like super cautious to make sure that they don't feel a certain way about it. I'm going to have to overcompensate to make them feel good about the situation because I'm away. Mm. You know, it's a lot.
It is a lot.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
You know, so, which is why I feel like in your 20s, like, I don't feel like you should be getting into something super serious.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion. But everybody's obviously in a different place in their 20s.
Yeah.
But for me personally, your 20s, especially your early 20s, bro.
Live it up. I feel like there's a lot of cons, to be honest.
Yeah, but give me some details.
Because like I said, I have not... Like, this is coming all from personal experience, obviously. Yeah. I cannot speak for anybody else. But for my personal experience, like, all my past relationships that I have had have not benefited me in any sorts of way,
mm-hmm.
I think. Well, they have benefited me of, like, to not trust nobody ever again. I mean, you can count that too. So, like, I'm not delusional.
Yeah.
But I lose contact with my friends. I have, like, the fact that I have to talk to you about me making plans.
Mm.
And I'm very, like, independent as I am. Like,
independent, strong, black,
don't Ethiopian. Say that.
So cliche, I know.
No, I'm just like, okay, I have raised myself, basically, right? Yeah. So this whole talking to somebody for permission thing doesn't lie very good on me.
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
Yeah.
And then when the person is very clingy, so like, I like them very clingy. So all my past relationships have been very clingy people. But I get tired of them very quick because I know at the end of the day, I want my own independence.
Yeah.
So that kind of sucked.
Yeah, your relationships are like intense, fam.
They're very
all
intense.
All the relationships that I've seen you in.
Yeah.
Like, let's take...
We're making them sound like they're like plenty, you know, but okay.
Let's take like the more recent ones that you've had.
Yeah.
Every time that we would hang out, you would be with him.
But we were not dating at that time.
And you guys were not even dating. That was just like, let's say, the talking stage. Even though it wasn't like a real talking stage.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, exactly.
But every time that even when you guys started dating, every time that I wanted us to hang out, because we hang out, we always hung out, like just me and you.
Yeah.
Every time that we made plans, like sometimes I would just come over and I would have no idea. I would have no idea that he's already there. And
they
sometimes he would just come there.
He would just come.
Right.
They
and you
just
guys didn't
appear.
Even live together at that point. So imagine if you lived together, then it would have been a disaster.
No, I like them very obsessed.
Yep.
It's actually
Say less.
No, because I do like them like very obsessed, like crazy.
Yeah. Which is why I feel like for us, everything just goes so fast, where it's like being together with somebody for 2 months feels like you guys have been together for like 10 months. So that's the reason why the life of the relationship is also very short.
Yeah.
It's also very short because everything is intense from the moment you guys know each other to the moment where you guys are really into it. Everything goes so fast and you guys are all up in each other's face all the time. It doesn't really help in the longevity. Yes, longevity.
Yeah. Of the whole relationship. Yeah, it's like sucking all the life out of it.
All the life out of it. It's like use and abuse.
Use and abuse. That's exactly how I do my relationships, exactly. Literally. Like my dating life in general. Like I don't even have to be in relationship with them. I can just use and abuse.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what my relationship was like when I was younger, like 16, 17.
Yeah.
That's what it was like.
Yeah.
That's what it was like in the previous one as well. Not even gonna lie. I guess we are the same when it comes to that. We like it.
What?
We like it clingy. We like it obsessed. Like I know for a fact.
But you're
yeah,
the obsessed one when it comes to that relationship.
I can be that.
That's what you said. I didn't say that. You
I can
named
be obsessive.
Yourself.
I can be obsessive as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is something that definitely we both need to work on, apparently.
Yeah, definitely.
You know,
I think there's some self trauma somewhere why I keep on going for this very
for the
obsessed
clingy ones.
Man.
Yeah.
Very obsessed people.
Yeah. No, I don't know what it is for me, but I just don't know what it is. But like when we're together, I just like spending time with that person. Because already, like, I don't have that many friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I only have, like, I would say, like, 3 real friends. So,
same.
Let's say they're all busy, which is very common.
Mm.
Like, that's it. But, like, this is getting into, like, a pros of being in a relationship. Is that you always have that person. You always
yeah,
have that person.
Mm.
You guys don't need to specifically make plans, like, when are we going to meet? You just know whenever you need them.
They're
whenever
there.
You need to call them, you don't need to worry about them ghosting you or whatever. They're always going to be there.
Yeah.
That's the good part about it.
Mm.
But if you overuse that, if you don't limit yourself, that's when it becomes a problem. That's when the relationship becomes toxic in a way. Because you cannot, like, no matter how much you love somebody, no matter how much you want to be with them, you cannot be with each other all the time. You cannot spend all the time in the world with each other. Which is why
yeah,
I feel like a lot of couples got into problems when Corona came. Because at that point, you couldn't...
There was hella, like, divorces.
Hella divorces.
Hella
fam.
Divorces.
Hella breaks, hella yeah, breakups as well.
Yeah.
Because, fam, I love you, yeah, but I don't want to see you every single day. Like, I don't want to spend 24 hours of my day with one... I don't think there's any one person in this world that I would say, I want to hang out with you every single day. 24 hours, 24/7.
But you feel like
nobody.
You want to when you're, like, in that beginning stage, you know?
Yeah, I've been there. Now
yeah,
I have the experience to know that, no, I don't want to.
Yeah.
Like, no matter how much I'm into you,
are
I still don't want to spend the whole day with you. See, that's the good part about growing up as well.
Yeah.
Like, right now, even if I wanted to, even if I wanted to be the same way that I used to be, I just couldn't.
Oh, because you have a lot of stuff to do.
Because I have responsibilities. I have stuff to do.
Fact.
You know, so that's a good thing about, like, growing up. You have a sort of, like, routine stuff that you got to do basically
yeah,
to survive, and you cannot
not skip
you cannot
them. Yeah,
not
exactly.
Do them, you know.
No, because it's like I feel like we need a little space to miss each other.
You definitely need
you
that.
You definitely need that, because
yeah,
otherwise it's just going to be literally draining the relationship,
exactly,
draining the feelings.
Exactly.
Should we read one more?
Yep, let's do that.
It's like a difference between being in a bus and driving your own car.
Mm.
This is going to go deep. Pay
Let's
attention,
hear it.
People.
Let's hear it.
The bus is cheaper, very dependable, and it gets you to where you want to go. Eventually, it gets you to the stop you need to get off at, or you become a lifelong bus rider.
Mm.
So bus being the relationship, that's what he's trying to say.
Wow, they make relationships sound boring as fuck.
It sounds no, but
there's nothing more boring than riding the bus. I hate riding the bus. Anyways, go ahead.
Swedish bus is not that bad though.
No, it's just slow. I hate moving.
You
slow,
hate slow stuff. He actually does.
Yeah.
That's how you get around the ecosystem.
Mm.
That's what he said. Okay. It faithfully takes you along all its routes, and once in a while, it takes you somewhere further than you thought you were willing to go.
Mm.
That's such a buzz. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Driving your own car is expensive. Being single is expensive.
Not really.
Being single is expensive.
Not really.
Okay, being single, be single for a guy is expensive.
Not really.
No, being single for a girl is expensive. That's what I was trying to
okay,
say.
Okay, and you would have to explain, because I don't understand how it could be more expensive.
Because if you're living together with somebody, you guys are sharing an apartment, so
yeah,
like less money, you know?
Yeah.
You guys will be taking shower together.
Yeah.
Less water.
We
spends.
Don't pay water bills in Sweden, so we don't got to worry about that.
I mean, you do.
I don't.
Hot water.
I don't pay money
Not
for that.
You, but like people do.
Okay, that's on them.
That's their problem.
That's their problem.
But then, okay.
And nobody takes showers with each other all the time.
I think me and my ex used to do that.
All the time?
Not all the time, but like
okay,
most of the time.
But like, how is it cheaper? How is it more expensive being single?
What do you mean?
Like, how is it more expensive being single?
You guys share one car.
No, cheaper. I hear all of
you
that.
You guys can share one house.
Yeah.
Cheaper.
Yeah.
You guys, like, literally, like, the society we live in is made for two people to be living together. Mm. It's literally, that's how it's made.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Now so that that's you're explaining what it, about. It's kind of making sense yeah. a little bit.
Yeah, but and for women, it's much more cheaper, too, because sometimes they just rely on the man to take care
exactly,
of everything.
Exactly,
exactly. Yes, bitch.
I just couldn't see why it's more cheaper, because, like, in my past relationship,
yeah,
I was...
You were taking
basically
care of, yeah.
taking care of like everything. Yeah. I was paying the rent. I was doing everything.
But you guys were not living together. She was just staying over.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
So for me, I found it cheaper. And one of the reasons why I'm like, it's cheaper is like, you don't need to be planning like date nights or like buying gifts. Because, you know, there's so many holidays in the year. And, you know, there's so many romantic stuff happening.
But that's like
an exchange.
I don't
got to worry about that. Yeah, it's an exchange, but I'm still giving money.
Yeah, but like, it's like an exchange money of to buy things. Something. So, like, your birthday, she gets you something, and then it should be
well,
like
what
that.
If I buy her something that costs, like, $500, and she buys me something that costs $150? It's not always the most fairest exchange in the world.
That doesn't sound fair.
Yeah.
Like, but and I
that's okay as well.
That
that's okay as well. Like, if I buy you something that's, like, really expensive, I don't expect you to match it. I really don't expect you to match
no.
it.
No.
But what I'm saying is that, for me personally, I find it cheaper being single because I don't need to worry about like planning date nights or.
But I think you're whatever. Projecting from your last relationship. I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely. Definitely.
Okay, driving your own car is expensive. A lot of responsibility, but there is a lot of freedoms. Facts.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of possibilities. You go everywhere at your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
It's your music, it's your way. People get on, but you can leave them behind.
Mm.
Whenever.
That's talking about dating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hookups and shit.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're comfortable with your own company, you can keep on driving like that forever.
You can drive as fast as you want as well.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
That also dived a little bit into like relationship positives. We just want to stick to the cons for now.
Yeah.
Riding a bus,
but this
you
was...
don't have as much freedom.
You don't have, much,
you don't
much
have
freedom.
As much freedom.
Yeah.
The bus basically takes you where it wants to go.
Yeah, but slower.
And slower.
Slower, but cheaper.
That's debatable.
What?
That's debatable. For me, that's debatable. I would rather spend more money and have freedom. Right? I don't mind paying rent by myself.
Yourself.
I really don't mind that because the pros... are just like limitless. Every day I wake up with like a sense of possibility.
Living
I can do
alone
what I
is
wanna...
literally the best
I'm
thing
living
on
life
Earth.
Right now, fam. You know this.
I know. I'm jealous.
Living by yourself without worrying about somebody else's opinion
yeah.
is literally, I would say, the best thing in the world. And
it's so
good for your growth as well. Like you learn so much about yourself when you're by yourself.
Yeah.
And you learn to be comfortable with yourself. Like, I would not trade anything for that. Like, I would pay double as much the rent that I'm paying right now just to live by myself.
I know. I remember, like, I used to drink and start dancing like a maniac in my own
alcoholic.
House. No, like, I would just take one glass of wine and that's all I need, right?
Exactly.
And then I would just be dancing. I would just play my favorite music and start dancing in my house. Like, that was, like... every weekend, that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
That's why I was not going out, see? Because I have my own nightclub at home.
They were talking about self-loving. You actually fell in love with yourself.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's literally the best thing ever. And when you live alone, you understand how much free will you actually have.
Exactly.
You can do anything.
Exactly.
And nobody can tell you nothing.
Nobody can tell you nada.
It's literally the best thing ever.
Yeah. Because I remember during those times, like when you used to live by yourself.
Yeah.
Mad times I would tell you like, let's go out, let's do something. You
like,
would just
want
to stay home. And I didn't get it. I was like, what? Like you're like
and
in
I'm
your
an 20s introvert,
and you don't
so,
want to go out.
Yeah.
Like it just didn't make any sense for me. But I understand if I'm living on your own, especially if you're comfortable with yourself, it's the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
It could be destructive if you have like destructive tendencies or you have like destructive thoughts.
You can become
then it could
lazy.
Be a problem. You know, I find it easier to become lazy in a relationship. When I'm single, I have so much energy. I just want to do everything. Which also goes into like cons,
yeah.
Your time management needs to always like include that person. Let's say everything that I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to do it if I was in a relationship. Like running this podcast, working, and I also hate losing money. When I was in a relationship, sometimes I would have like offers to work like extra on the weekend.
Oh.
But it already felt like we're not spending enough time with each other. So sometimes I would have to say no to work. That's money, man.
That is
money is everything. Okay?
My God.
I would have to say no to money sometimes.
Money. Yeah.
Sometimes to be able to hang out with her. And I don't mind doing that because, you know, you're in love with that person, obviously.
Yeah. This is the work that you've been talking about so much on the last podcast.
What?
You need to put in the work.
Yeah, you do. You do. You do.
Yeah.
But like now I'm working sometimes, yeah, like the whole week, like working from Monday to Sunday.
Yeah.
I could be a workaholic money. And that's not even something that I enjoy doing. Okay. But I'm still working to make the money.
Make the money.
I've never said no when I know that there's like extra money work because it's a lot, you know.
Yeah.
But if I was in a relationship, I wouldn't have been able to do that. And, you know,
you would have to contact them first. They have anything planned. Yeah,
exactly. And I'm also like studying for the whole personal training thing. So my days, I can say from now until like next year, my whole days are booked.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been a possibility if I had somebody else to consider.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been a possibility. So autonomy for me is like the best thing about being single.
I think here's when it comes like the power couple situation. Like the guy said, I don't know if it's a guy or a girl, it was just Reddit.
Mm.
They said good relationship, single, and bad relationship.
Yeah.
Like under. So good relationship, that would be like empowering. You guys are empowering each other like a power couple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that would be helpful for growth. Because for me, if it's like, especially like if somebody knows like, oh, you have a podcast, la, 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 la. Maybe when you come home, because today you said like you didn't eat dinner. So when you came home already, maybe food would be already done. You'd be eating and getting out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So like that would be like a power couple situation. But obviously that's not very easy to find.
No, you need to have somebody that's really understanding.
Very understanding and have their own goals as well.
Yeah.
And be willing to compromise. But then that's the thing. You would have to do the same thing for that person.
Exactly.
Because it cannot just be a take type of situation. It has to be a give too.
And at that point, like what's even the point?
What?
No, at that point, it's like, if we're already not spending that much time with each other, but I still have to have you in the back of my mind when I'm doing the things that I want to do, it's like, what's the point? Like, why not just be single instead and really focus like 100% on the projects, on the things that I'm working on, instead of always having somebody else in the back of my mind? I'm just saying this like as somebody in their 20s. Like when you're older, that's a different situation. When you're older and you're established and you have a path, then you could probably have something like that. But like in your 20s where you need to be focused and work on the things that you want to work on and try to build a future for yourself, I don't feel like...
Yeah, it's a little bit distracting like from that, those.
Yeah, I don't feel like you should have that in your mind because that takes away most of your focus.
Yeah, it takes space.
And focus
space,
is very important.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But I'm talking a lot about the pros today. It's because I'm PMSing. That's literally the only thing. I'm just letting you know, like, if you hit me up next week, I will not be. When I'm editing this, I'm probably mad. I'm probably mad of whatever I'm saying. So.
Yeah, you really are in your emotions today.
I am in my emotions today. I couldn't even listen to Megan Thee Stallion on the way here. Because I was like, nah, I need some deeper.
Some sad songs, huh? So you probably listen to the type of songs that I listen to.
Today.
See.
No, not nah. Nah, that's a different level. That's a Pisces level. I haven't hit that yet. I was just listening to, what is it, Afro Beats. What I listened to on the way here.
Okay, fair enough.
They're always a good jam.
Well, since you want to be talking about the pros so much, let's get into the pros.
Yes.
What are the pros of being in a relationship?
Okay, so I was just going to say, because I felt like I told you, like, you become lazy when you're living alone.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, like, I usually didn't even, like, cook for myself.
Really?
Yeah.
You had somebody that cooked?
No, I just won't eat.
What?
I literally would just not eat.
Duff.
Or if I eat, it would be like, oh, I would just buy like potato salad.
Yeah.
And then I would just munch on them for dinner.
Just so then, you can spend more time with that person.
No, this is like when I'm single.
Oh, okay.
When I'm single, I become lazy.
Okay.
With those.
Okay.
But
okay.
Like, if I'm like, cause I like when I'm cooking, I like to cook for people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think this. For me personally, like, I'll become lazy for my own self.
Right.
But if it's like somebody else, like wanting to eat with me, then I love to cook.
Yeah, you know what? I'll admit to that as well. Like.
Yeah.
I learned the most recipes when I was in a relationship.
Yeah?
Like when I'm exactly. single, I could literally eat the same shit like every single day.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
you care less. So much less. You just want the energy.
Why can't we put as much love into
effort,
ourselves
yeah.
and our diet when we're single just as much as when we're in a relationship?
Yeah.
That is not a good thing.
It literally is the bad thing.
Yeah.
Because now, like, I don't live alone anymore. I live with a family.
Yeah.
And I love cooking for them.
Yeah,
I love it. Like, I like when I cook and then they come home and then we eat dinner together. It's like a whole different thing.
Because you want them to enjoy like an experience.
Yeah,
like you want them to enjoy what you're making. You want them to
I want
tell
somebody
you that it tastes
it.
Good.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like you enjoying it personally is not a good enough reason to like spend so many
stupid?
Hours cooking,
yeah.
cooking. Yeah, it is.
Literally, it's so stupid. We don't love it ourselves
is.
Enough.
It is. Because right now, I'm telling you, yeah, during the week for like lunch and dinner, I could literally eat like the same thing every single day. And sometimes when I don't have the time to cook, I just go to the store, buy like already made kebab from like the store, Eco, like Hem Shop, already made kebab and like fries and just eat that with mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Like I'm not taking the best care of my diet as of right now. But like I remember when I was together with somebody, I would actively look up new recipes to just like spice it up.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I would just like chef
it
up like every now and then.
Chef it up, exactly.
Because I don't want to put that person through the same thing that I would put myself through when I'm living by myself.
Mm.
Like I wouldn't want to feed them the same shit that I eat, which is not good. Like I'm supposed to be more into like cooking, you know, experimenting like with different foods and stuff like that when I'm single, because then I have most time. But I don't do that.
No.
So I guess being in a relationship,
it helps you.
You could also
way.
Say it helps you love yourself more because you're loving the other person. I don't know how to put it, but like it helps
the
you
other
like
person
put in.
It makes you love yourself more.
Exactly.
I guess so.
Exactly.
That sounds so weird. That sounds backwards.
So deep.
Right? So backwards,
right? Because I don't know. Yeah, I don't.
But
know.
That's like if you're living together with them, or like, I mean, yeah.
Like
when
even
you're
if you don't live
together
with
together.
Them, even if they come over,
yeah,
you want to cook
over
something.
Often, yeah.
You don't just want to give them like fries on a plate and be like munch on that. You don't. You want.
That's,
you want it to
you
be an
literally
experience.
Literally, don't give a fuck about them if you're doing that.
Mm.
You even if you can cook. That's
just no.
That's a piss take.
Yeah,
that's a piss take right there.
No, you always want to do the most. Like when it doesn't even have to be like a relationship, you know.
No, like
it
I
just
said,
has
like,
to be like even yeah,
just somebody. Yeah,
yeah. But it turns out like when you're in a relationship, you guys are spending a lot of time with each other, so that becomes a person that you want to almost impress by your cooking skills. It's
okay,
crazy,
so
but
I just remembered another con.
Another con.
Yeah.
You want to get back into cons?
I'm going back and forth.
All right, let's take it back.
Because now it's like, now I'm thinking about it and I'm like, okay, so when I used to cook a lot, when I'm in a relationship, like I like to cook,
mm-hmm.
but I also like to clean.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get upset that the other person's not doing anything.
I wouldn't say that's necessarily a relationship con.
That is literally a relationship con.
But we have
some
to,
person is always doing more than the other. Are they not?
Depends on how you guys communicate. If that is something that bothers you, tell them I cook, you clean. Or if you
but
want, you can
do
cook
it
and
as,
I can clean.
Like, oh my god, this is my possessive ass.
Yeah, see that con comes with like basically just living with somebody. It doesn't necessarily have to be in a relationship. Just living with somebody is already a con. Because you know those tiny small details that you see but they don't see it, that shit pisses me off.
Same.
And everybody has their own way of doing stuff. Like I will tell you this something that was really petty.
Yeah.
Something that was really petty that I fought over in my past relationship.
That you fought over?
That we fought over, me and her.
Okay.
The water temperature.
No way. in the shower?
When I'm doing the dishes.
Uh-huh.
She wanted it to be hot.
Boiling hot.
Boiling. That shit was burning my finger. My hands were literally getting burnt. She was like, that's the temperature that you're supposed to have it at. Otherwise, the dishes don't become clean. I'm like, that's what I said. I was like, who said? I was like, as long as you're using like dish soap.
Yeah.
Even if you use cold water, I'm pretty sure it's still going to be clean. She was like, nah, you need to use hot water. It does make sense because hot water kills germs.
Yeah, but not boiling hot, so like you can't even put your hands through it.
No, but that's not even the point. The point is, yeah, for me, until today, I felt like if you're using just like regular water, let's say room temperature water, it doesn't have to be super cold. Room temperature water and using dish soap, I mean, the dishes are still going to become clean, fam. You're not going to die by using like room temperature water. There's not going to be like worms on your plate if you use room temperature water.
No.
So we got into a fight about that. Small petty shit. It turned into an argument.
No, but like, I feel like as a man, you guys should... Sometimes you guys need to stop arguing. We're actually... Okay. What I'm saying is like, oh my God, but I hate when they do that too. Like a lot of married men, they'll be like always like, okay, dear. Yes, dear.
Wussies.
But then
that's such a
sus
move. But
then that gets boring at the end for the women.
Yeah, you need to put up, and I don't put up like a little bit of a fight just to keep it spicy.
You fight with me. I just argue. So I know you always argue with your partner.
I am an arguer.
He wants to argue about the stupidest things all the time.
The smallest shit. Because I don't let shit slide just like that. I just don't. We need to talk it out. We need to get to like a common ground. We need to get to a
about
common level of
though.
Understanding. Not everything. I wouldn't say everything, but like most things, yeah.
That's literally water. You were just talking about
But it pissed me off. It literally pissed me off because I didn't see why that had to be an issue. But yeah, like small stuff like that you can get into an argument with when you're in a relationship with somebody.
Yeah, because everybody has their little things.
Yeah.
And I'm very controlling.
Yeah.
And I know that about myself. So anybody that is even them trying to help pisses me off. I'm already upset.
Exactly.
So I was going to host like a New Year's event. Mm. Not even an event. It was like a dinner. And I had somebody that I was dating at that time there.
Mm.
And I literally... I told him to get out because... I needed to prepare.
You told him to get out where?
To his own place.
You told him to leave?
Yeah.
He was over at your place?
He was over my place. Yeah. And we decided like I was going to have a dinner.
Yeah.
Party thingy. And then I was already PMSing during that time. So, but I know like anything, even trying to help will piss me off.
Mm.
So I just told him to go.
Mm.
And then when the time is ready, then they can come celebrate like everybody else.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah,
I guess that happens like when you start becoming tired of the person, like when you guys are spending so much time with each other.
Yeah,
you just need that space, and it could manifest itself in
ways. No, I feel
like
if
that.
I have a lot of things to do,
yeah,
they need to let me be.
Yeah, and that is okay.
I'm very controlling.
It should be okay. Like, you should be able to ask for space when you need it. And especially, like...
I guess so.
Just like you said, like, there's a million things that you need to figure out because hosting a party is a lot of work. I've never hosted a party personally, but I feel like you would have to be in a good mental state because you're multitasking, you're doing a lot of shit at once.
Facts.
So, if that person is not helping...
Yeah.
Then I don't see why they need to be there because...
No, I feel terrible because they really want to help. They really want to help.
So why didn't you want to let him help in this case?
In this case...
Did you feel like he was not competent enough? Is that the reason why?
Oh my God.
You didn't think it was competent. That's the reason why. Because I'm thinking it was like...
I feel like, no, I'm very controlling and I think I... Oh my God, this is my narcissist.
Is it because he was a man?
No.
If it was like a lady, a girlfriend that you had with you and she wanted to help, then you wouldn't have kicked out and be like, girl, I need my space to figure this shit out.
I feel like girls know details.
That's right.
Yeah. And a girl knows what pretty is. And I feel like men struggle with that. You guys kind of do though. Like, I might be tripping. I mean, some men probably don't. And I need to find those because it's not working out.
No.
or I need to be dating more women because I know they got it done. But I feel like even them, they will upset me because I think the way I do it is correct.
Mm.
And then the way that anybody does it, it's not going to satisfy me.
Yeah.
So that's where the controlling side comes out. So I don't want to be upset at you doing the wrong thing and then get mad at you and start fighting. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'd be like, okay, just leave me alone. Let me do this.
Figure it out.
And then come back. But then at the end, if I don't work with that, then I can never live with somebody.
Because
I need to be able to kick him out.
Or you need to have somebody that you feel is competent and somebody that you feel can see the details that you also see.
Yeah.
Then it would be good. Because if you are together with somebody that you consider to be also nincompoop, and that they're not competent to be able to...
What did you say?
Nincompoop, like an idiot, basically. Haven't you ever heard that before?
No.
Okay. Something we used to say. Something that people say.
Okay.
A nincompoop, right? If you're with like an imbecile.
Imbecile,
or
yeah,
like an idiot. for like details, they don't see stuff the same way that you see them. And especially if you're like super picky.
I'm very picky.
You need to have somebody that's like, that you consider to be competent anyways. Somebody that's maybe a little bit artistic or peculiar in a special way for that to be able to work.
I think I need to date people that I respect.
Yeah. That.
Say less.
We move. Hey, let's get into another
cons.
Pro. No, we're talking about pro. You brought us back to cons. We're talking about pros, okay?
Okay, fine. Okay.
Another pro is that you do not have to deal with dating politics no more.
Fuck does that mean?
It means you don't have to worry about texting somebody first. You don't have to worry about having a Tinder app swiping left and right day and night. You don't have to.
I just made
that shit rhyme. You don't have to worry about like when you go into a party trying to figure out who's in a relationship, who wants to talk to you, who do you find attractive, who's talking to who, all of that. Like you're comfortable with the person that you're together with. And that's that on that.
That's a con.
I feel like that's definitely a pro. That's definitely a pro.
But that's the fun of it.
The dating stages, yeah?
Yeah.
Fam, it's complicated. It's complicated. Even if you know somebody likes you, it's still complicated. You have to worry about double texting the person. You have to worry about them ghosting you. You have to worry about so many stuff. I'm not down for that. And it also takes like so much time to be able to maybe make plans with somebody. So you need to plan seeing people. You need to plan like...
And some people are a waste of time.
Exactly. That too. So skipping like the whole dating politics thing when you're in a relationship, that's definitely a pro. And that's a big one on my list.
I like those times though.
You like
that? So that's definitely like a pro for me, yeah. Like that's definitely a con for me.
Yeah.
If it's like a relationship. Because I do like the texting period, like when you're worried about like every single detail.
Oh, you like the suspense.
I love that. Keep me my toes.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I just don't like overthinking situations. I like knowing that, okay, this is the person that I'm with. Mm. I like knowing that. And I like knowing that
you like the
because
security.
I'm together with this person, I don't gotta give a shit about anybody else.
Yeah.
I don't gotta give a shit about like double texting somebody. I don't gotta give a shit about like if let's say I wanted to talk to my partner like 2 a.m. Mm. I don't gotta give a shit. I can just call them when we can basically talk about anything. And you don't have to worry. You know how awkward sometimes dates can be, first date, second date, and you don't feel comfortable enough to say everything that you wanna say. You basically gotta be the best version of yourself. I like being able to be myself all the time. I don't like having to like think. It makes me sound like an imbecile, but like I don't like to. I don't like to have like
think.
A lot of filters in my mind when I'm just trying to have a conversation. And when you go on dates, you're trying to figure out like where the person's morals are, like how the person thinks, the person's sense of humor, and you're not 100% being yourself. So if you have gotten over that stage with somebody and you guys are now in a deep also meaningful relationship, then you have already gotten over that dating politics part. I feel like that's definitely something to
I
keep.
Like that wording, dating politics.
Yeah, thanks.
It does
thank
feel
Google
like
for that,
that. Yeah.
I didn't come up with that.
Okay.
Yeah,
no, it sounds good though.
Yeah.
No, but I have not been in a lot of dates and I wish I did. But yeah,
yeah,
I guess so.
But you have dated, like talking over the phone, like Tinder. You have Tinder. I've seen you on Tinder.
I have never found you on Tinder.
Really?
Wait, have you found my Tinder?
A lot of times. What are you talking about? You have found me on Tinder. I think we talked about it at some point.
That was like a long time ago, was it not? It's been like...
Yeah, it was some time ago.
Yeah.
Recently, you're not on Tinder. Are you on Tinder right now?
I'm literally in Tinder.
You're on Tinder right now?
I'm literally in Tinder.
Really? I deleted the account that I had recently, then I re-downloaded it.
Yeah.
And I'm like swiping every day, but I still haven't seen you.
I think it's because I have my age up.
Definitely.
It's up.
You don't like young boys, huh?
It's up. We don't go down. We don't look down.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. So what's another pro that you want to get into?
Pro. Okay.
You were saying something about having somebody.
Yes, because I like to go and try new restaurants. Because I have issues, money spending issues.
Daddy issues.
Stop. He said I have daddy issues, man. That's true.
Who
but
doesn't?
An insult. So I like going out trying new restaurants, and I usually like I want to have somebody there that I can always do that with.
Mm.
And when you have a lot of friends, you wouldn't have that problem. But I don't have a lot of friends, so I can do those things with.
Mm.
So like a partner for me to go in, like, you know, like find new places at and go to eat. So you don't have to go eat by yourself.
Yeah.
Or you don't have to do this and do that by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a pro. You always have that person.
Yeah, you can. And vacations. Like, I know people be talking a lot about vacations. I never had a vacation. I'm trying to have one, though.
Hit her up for a vacation.
Yes. I haven't had a date not once this whole year.
Nah. Sad for
you.
Is
that true?
Sad for you, man.
There's no way that's true.
What the hell are you doing on Tinder if you haven't had a single date? Because if you wanted to be on a date tomorrow, you could. You know that. You're just wasting your time on Tinder. That's what you're doing. You're just there for the self-confidence.
I literally that part.
You're just there to get your ego boosted.
I'm just there to get my dick sucked. That's literally it. That's literally it.
Yeah.
Because I treat Tinder the way I treat Instagram.
Mm.
I'm just there to swipe to see what's on the market.
See what's available.
Yeah.
Nonsensical but, men.
No, I feel like Tinder is not where it's at though. And Swedish Tinder, I don't know. Swedish Tinder is not where I am.
I mean, yeah. Nah, Tinder is not it. It's not it. Especially because girls like you exist on that app. It's not it.
What does that mean?
People that just go there and just swipe.
Sometimes I do want to go on a date. But
yeah,
then
sometimes you do want to go on a date. But how often do you go on a date?
I'm on Tinder. Like, I'm literally there swiping like maybe once a month though. Like, I don't look at it that deep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not serious about it.
It's not like me waking up first thing in the morning and just...
Is that what you do?
I'm just kidding.
You know what I heard? Yeah?
Yeah.
Statistics are showing like more men are on Tinder, like on the dating apps, than women.
Mm-hmm.
And they're more like seeking for a relationship than women.
A relationship?
Yeah.
I don't think they're
seeking for something serious.
I don't think anybody goes to Tinder to seek a relationship.
No, they're saying dating apps.
Dating apps?
Dating apps in general.
Okay,
yeah.
But I don't think Tinder is one of them. There are some other serious dating apps out there. I think Hinge was one of them.
Yeah, Hinge, but they're saying Bumble. Like men are more on the dating apps than women. That so it's a sausage fest. And yeah. Mm. But yeah, no, I need to go on a date. I want to go on a date.
You could do that if you wanted.
Easy. I get so scared though. I get so nervous. So
yeah, it's a lot you have to think about from the perspective of a girl. Because... For guys,
you mean like
I can go on
kidnapped?
A date every single day, and I wouldn't not once would I be worried about something, about the girl being a psychopath or that I couldn't protect myself. But like as a girl, so many things that go across your mind. But anyways, that's not the topic for today.
Yeah,
that's a topic for another day.
Different topic, yeah.
We're gonna go off with one last pro of being in a relationship.
We just been only talking about pros though.
No, we talked about cons from the beginning. It was cons in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, it was cons in the beginning.
You brought us back to cons. You brought us back to cons. We started with cons. We got over it, got into pros, and then you brought us back. And now we're back to pros. the last pro that I got today, I think we should do a part two of this because there's so many things we haven't even gotten into. So let us know if you guys want to hear part two.
Yeah.
You learn so much about yourself in a relationship. You learn your communication style. You learn how you are when you're together with somebody. You learn how you deal and cope with some specific situations that are only present in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You just learn so much about yourself. You learn how defensive you can be or how offensive you can be.
Mm.
All of that. You know, when you're not in a relationship and you just have like a whole lot of platonic relationships, people, like, you know me, but you don't know all sides of me.
No.
Like, you haven't spent, have we ever spent, yeah, we have spent 24 hours with each other. But like being in a relationship, you spend 24 hours with each other. You go home, you go to work, you come back home, they're there. And then the cycle just repeats all the time.
Mm.
So they get to see like the full spectrum of who you can be as a person.
Yeah.
And that makes you grow, or it helps you grow. It helps you learn so much about yourself.
Yeah, because they might pick up on some things that you might not notice about yourself.
Yeah, something that you never might have known.
Yeah.
Most of the time, people would rather not be honest with their friends 100% because they don't got to deal with you 24/7.
Yeah.
You know, you have your life, I have my life. We're going to hang out right now. If there's something in you that I see that I don't really like the most, I'm not going to risk our friendship by letting you know what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
But like when you're together with somebody and you guys are in a relationship, it's different.
Your problem is their problem.
Your problem is my problem. My problem is your problem.
Mm.
So I got to give you feedback, even if it's negative, for you to grow as a person and for us to be able to work together.
Yeah.
So that, I would say, is both like a negative and a positive of being in a relationship. You get to learn so much about yourself and there's so much room for growth.
Yeah, you can grow your communication skills, how you react with other people,
interact. You can even become like more aware about how you react to different situations.
Yeah, and what things that you do are weird.
Yeah, relationships are testing, man. They're hella testing.
They're literally a test.
They test your patience.
You can say that again.
They test every single inch of your being, you know?
Madness.
Yeah.
Sickness.
Yeah, we're getting into the last stages of this episode. And I feel like it would be appropriate to end it with some relationship advice.
Mm.
This is a Reddit post. Relationship advice. It's a dilemma. Let's hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So my boyfriend, 20 male, asked me, 19 female, for money.
Hold up. Wait, her boyfriend, how old is he?
He's 20.
Asked her 19 for money.
Mm-hmm. I've been dating this guy I've known for a couple of years, since last month.
Mm-hmm.
So we have only been together for a month. He started his new job close to 2 weeks ago. The same week he started the job, he asked me for $30 on Cash App. I was at work when he asked me, so I sent it to him anyway. He said thank you and that he got me back. So I'm thinking he's going to pay me back. He hasn't given me the money back. And so today he came over to my house and right when he was about to leave, he asked me, can you invest in me and can you give me $25? My guy said, can you invest in me?
Invest in me.
I didn't want to say no because I'm not sure how he would have responded. Is he abusive or something or what? Just say no, what?
Yeah.
By him asking me for money, does that mean that he respects me or is he using me for money from time to time? I'm not sure what this means, but I want it to stop before it gets out of hand. I dated someone nearly 2 years and I always sent him money every day from $10 to $20 daily and he never gave me any money.
Are you a sugar mama?
Basically.
You're literally a sugar mama.
A young sugar mama. Yeah. 100%. I'm feeling as if I'm starting to see the same pattern in my new boyfriend. Not sure what to do. Just tell him I'm not your mom. Do I look like a bank to you?
She only dated him for a month, already asking for money.
See,
he said,
I don't get it.
Invest on this dinner that I'm about to eat.
Invest in my stomach, my intestines. Invest in me. I need some food.
No,
that's wild. See, that's the thing. I don't get guys that can ask girls for money. I just don't get it. I couldn't do that. I couldn't tell my girl, borrow me. I don't know if this is toxic or whatever.
He didn't even say borrow, he said give.
I could probably ask my girl to borrow me some money, but I could never be like, give me some money.
He has a job, right?
Yeah, he just got a job.
And who asks for $25 from their girlfriend? Like, that means you don't have $25 on your pocket. Mm. You understand?
Broke nigga.
Broke nigga. And she basically, babes, you have some mommy issues or something. I don't know. No, you want to be splurging on Mandem like that.
It's a good thing that she caught it like right now in the beginning, right?
She said she'd been doing that to her last man.
Yeah, yeah. And she said that was like 2 years ago. So she was like, what? Like, now she's 19, she was 17, and she was borrowing. She was giving money.
She was giving money.
What the hell? Wow. Is her father rich?
Actually, dang.
I want to know one thing, yeah? Is her father rich, and then the guys get together with her because they know that she's packing? Because I think it has to be that. They need to know that she got it like that.
It's giving sugar baby.
It's definitely giving sugar baby. Because I couldn't be with somebody who I know is working the same way that I'm working and then feel comfortable asking them for money. I couldn't even ask a girl for money, man. I just know.
I feel like if you're going to ask for money, toxic, at least ask whatever. For like a lot of money. Don't be asking for dinner money.
Yeah, yeah. Because like,
that shows
yeah.
like you can't even eat dinner. You get what I mean? You don't even got yourself. That. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. If it's like a business, like you're invest, when he said invest in me, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, ask like for 10K. Invest. Ask for like 10K.
Yeah.
I mean?
That's an yeah. investment, babe. So I'm not investing on your dinner.
Exactly. Because that dinner is not going to pay me back. You're just going to shit that shit out.
No, that means tomorrow I have to borrow you more money because you clearly can't feed yourself.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
But at the same time, I want to also have like a little bit of understanding because they do seem really young. The guy's 20, right? She's 19. I mean,
she's
I feel like at that age,
still asking her for money.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like at that age, okay, definitely not something you're supposed to do. Still a red flag, which she shouldn't let go on for a longer time. Like, you should just kill it right then and there so the guy knows that this is not okay. It's not going to be okay. Because what happens if she doesn't, then it's still going to be the same cycle repeating itself over and over again.
Yeah.
But it would have been worse, let's say, if it was like a 30-year-old man asking for money. Asking for like 25 bucks. I need to buy cigarettes. That, in no world, can be okay.
First of all, if you don't have
$25, yeah.
Why are you smoking cigarettes?
yeah
I never understand that.
Yeah,
but they say addiction is a sickness, so it I is. Guess I shouldn't be joking about that, but anyways, no. Lock all that stuff up right now, because next time he's gonna be asking you for rent. He clearly does exactly. not have his shit together, and he's 20, my G.
Yeah, 20.
Like, let's not play it off like he's 13.
No, exactly.
He's literally 20. Yeah. Why don't you have a job? Why don't you?
No, he has a job. He just got a job. That's what it was. He had just got a job. Like, he was
yeah,
2 weeks
wait
in a job.
For your pay- like, then why do you need the money?
Yeah, and pay her back. Like, if you're gonna borrow it, like, pay her back, because she's not a bank. Nobody's your bank. Even your mom is not your bank. Your dad is not your bank. So if you're gonna take money from somebody, always have the initiative, or always know that you're going to have to pay it back. Like, whenever somebody borrows me for money, when somebody asks me, like, because I don't want the person to think that, okay, he just gave me the money. So I make it clear, when somebody asks me for money, before I give it to you, if I have it, I always ask you, what day should I be expecting this money?
What day, what time, what hour?
What day, what time should I be expecting
this money back? Exactly.
So then there's like a...
Do you have
there's
a
like
plan a, to give it back?
There's like a time where I know I can text this person and ask them for my money without feeling like, oh, I'm crossing some sort of boundaries. Because I asked you from the beginning, when are you giving me my shit back?
Run me my shit.
I've never been like good. Like, if you want to borrow money from anybody, please never borrow money from me, because I'm gonna be on your ass every single day until I get it back.
See, I hate to be that, so I never want to borrow money from friends. I don't want to borrow money from nobody, actually.
Same.
Hate borrowing money, because I will have that in the back of my head always.
Yeah,
I hate owing people shit.
Yeah, same. Because money is personal. It's very personal. It's
you worked for that.
Personal.
Like, you need that shit back.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a lot of amount.
Yeah.
But $30 plus $25 in her age, yeah, that is a lot. And if you're borrowing that much, babes, you need to figure out your life setup. Because as a 20-year-old, you need to come up with plans. You can't be asking people for money for lunch and dinner. And I don't know what kind of dick he's putting out there, so like he feels capable to be asking women for money.
He needs to be laying it down.
You need to be, because there's no other way that you're gonna ask for money and you haven't even laid it down. That's insane. Nonsense.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
Once again, thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to comment. Don't forget to subscribe.
Mm.
Give us 5-star on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you stream our podcast.
Yep.
And yeah, it was good to have you guys here with us. Hopefully you guys enjoy this episode.
And we'll see you guys 10, next week.
And we'll see you guys in the next one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.